This is a chazara of Hilchos Bishul from Shirim given by Rabbi Schwartz. The Isser of Bishul comes from the Malacha of Ofe, which includes Bishul, though Afia is mentioned as a category because it's part of the Sidur at the Pass. The way that people make bread and Bishul is an extension of that. That's in terms of baking non-edible foods. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Tes Halacha Vav says that warming metals, even if it's a little bit or it melts, it's a toldo de mevashel. Another consideration is mavir, and the Chayadam explains that it depends. Pesach Rosh and Shabbos and Alam Beis, it might depend whether or not his intent is for softening, or if it's for combustion, or if it's to create a fire. That would be habara. If it's for softening, then it's bishul. Again, if it's a non-food item and it becomes something hard, that is soft, to something soft. What's the halach over there? So, Rashi, the Lacha Mishnah in Perek Tes Halacha Vav in Hilchos Shabbos, says that turning something soft to hard is derived from baking. But the same would be the opposite from hard to soft. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Shirin Ches Sif Katan Gimel that, quoting the Marsham, that the definition of turning something hard to soft, or soft to hard, is the definition for non-edible foods. But for edible foods, the definition of bishul will be something that's baking it royal achila. We'll see that definition later on. And Rabbi Schwartz suggests that maybe for an av malacha, like edible foods, that definition will be if it's royal achila. But if the tolda has its own localized definition, so for non-edible foods, which is a tolda, non-edible items, the tolda would be defined based off whether or not it's becoming hard or soft. Based off this understanding, there's a discussion about a potential difference between how hot an item must be for bishul, if it's a food item or not a food item. The Prima Gunam writes that even if you have an item which is not yes, let us vote, the halach would be that he'll be chayav for certain non-food items. So, for example, if he melts wax in the sunlight, that might still be an iser of bishul, according to the Prima Gadim in Yeshal Avram, Shinichas, Sivkatan, Lamed Zayin, as well as the Shemir Shabbos Kechaso, Perek Chaf Aleph, notes 198 and 213, that might be an iser for non-edible food items. However, Bishwar suggests and notes that the Rabbim sounds like even for non-edible food items, you need to have a fire or source of heat. And he also notes that the Chazon Ish notes that it seems to be the definition of, even for non-edible items, non-food items, the definition of bishul would include the temperature per se, and not necessarily the change of the food itself. So, for example, by electricity, the Chazon Ish writes that the Isser Torah will be bona or makav apathish to turn on a light of electricity. And you write in Siman Nun, maybe there's a chatzi shir of bishul, because even though there's no change of form, there's still a temperature change that is hot like fire itself. What if an item is not edible, but it's from hard to soft, like a plastic cup that you put very hot water and it softens it up? So Rav Yashub says it's not considered cooking it because the plastic cup is already kind of soft. And what about water? Cooking water is an edible item, but it doesn't become softer. So Nevinsal argues that it is. It does get somewhat softer, like the molecules get spread out. That's a form of softening. But Rev Schwartz suggests that, based off of our distinction earlier, that edible versus non-edible foods is a distinction between av malachos and tolos malachos. So bishul of mayim, of water or liquids, that's definitional to bishul itself. It's an av malacha, and therefore doesn't have to have this requirement of hard to soft or soft to hard. With respect to the shir afia, the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Hei says that there has to be a shir of a grogeres, and it has to be malach ben derusoi, this certain level of cooking. Rambam says the shir malach ben derusoi is a half cooked, and the Rashi says that it's a third cooked. And these definitions are not really so clear in practice. The Chazon Ish in Perek Siman Lamed Aleph Os Chav Zayin suggests this is a quantitative time value, But Rashoris notes that potentially in the cooking process there might be some change in the quality of cooking as time progresses. It might progress quicker at a later time. It's not clear exactly the shear for that. But the Mishnah Berurah says that we have to follow Chumrah, but we could make like Rashi b'shas l'chak, which might be a nafka mina for Ma'aseh Shabbos. I had the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Rishon Nun Gimel Sifkat and Laman Ches. And the Rambam also notes that aside from the shear of Gorgeris and the cooking temperature of Machab and Dersoi, or the cooking time of Machab and Dersoi, it has to be cooked on both sides. And the Sharasin and Simon Shinir Ches Sifkat and Hay asks, how could that be the case? We know by Uri Klerishon that there's only a one-sided Bishol, and nevertheless it's Asr. So he suggests maybe it's Asr Minatora. That's Asr Midrabanan and Echanami. But the Tevas Moshe answers that this might be this distinction we had earlier, that food items versus non-food items. If it's a food item, then it could be, the definition is making it edible. That could be even one side. But the Rambam, even though we have to look into the Rambam, if he's talking about this specifically, maybe the Rambam is only talking about non-food items, which needs cooking on both sides. The question now is, in terms of cooking liquids, this was now, the Shir Bishal B'mayim, how much does it have to be cooked? So the rule is they need Yad Lettuce Bow, which is equivalent of a hand getting singed and the recoiling from the heat. Different people have different amounts of tolerance for heat. Babies have different levels than adults, and recoiling is different than getting burnt. So what is that amount? So there's four psakim, the Shemesh Abtikul Chasso in Perak Aleph, footnote number 3 says 104 degrees. The Ben Ish Chai suggests this too. And the Rashba writes that no one bathes in Yad Celestial waters. And the highest city temperature for taking a shower, Rabbi Ulrich noted in his Sefer, page 15, is 115 degrees max. And it has to be below that number, obviously. Shlomo Zalman Orbach suggests 113 degrees because he suggests the Gemara in Chulin Tavches says the Bista Shechita is a certain heat temperature, 110 degrees, apparent, according to the scientists, and you add 3 more degrees. And that is the assumed psak. Rav Moshe says 110 degrees, but he's machmer for Yainesach. For Mevushal, has to be 160 degrees. And if Cutler says 120 degrees. In terms of the status of Yatza lettuce bow, the question is this considered a fully cooked liquid? Is the bishal fully cooked? Or is it only like a machal bender? Sorry, but there's more that could be potentially cooked going forward. As we know that water boils at 212 degrees, which is called Mali Rasicha, and it does depend on the altitude, but that's the general range. The question is, if you reach this Yad Sadas Bow, is this halachically considered completely cooked or not? So the Beis Yosef in Simon Rishon Ches explains that Yad Sadas Bow is considered Mali Rasichos, meaning halachically it's considered like it's fully cooked. However, Rabbi Schwartz knows that there's the Machlokas really in the Rishonim about this. The Ran Miyuchasim in Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that it's considered chaser ksas, it's not fully cooked, but the Ra'ah in Shabbos Mem Amud Beis says it's completely mevushal, and it's important to note, as we'll see later, the Shvisa Shabbos suggests we have to be machmir like the Shita of the Ran Miyuchasim. Looking at the Shita Saravam, there seems to be some yeso that's developed from there that water may be different than other food items in terms of yad, bishul of yad seletuspo. The Rambam writes that cooking, that's like something that's already cooked, there's an isr bishul midrabanan. The Sharat Zion asks that even though the Rambam says yipata, which implies an isr rabanan, that's only for something which is not considered in a mishtabeach klal aydei bishul. It doesn't actually get improved at all. Therefore, peros, food items that are mishtabech ayde bishol, they're going to be pater. And because of that yisod, he has a question about bishol b'mayim. Wouldn't that be aser midrabanan because there's no improvement of that water? And he quotes the Birki Yosef, who says there's actually a suffix in that halacha, even though it does sound like there's an issue there, right? So, and Rabbi really answers this by saying that maybe bishol of mayim is different and has a different shear of bishul than other items. And that might be, while even though there's no improvement per se, it's still considered nisr d'oraisa. Shulman explains that maybe the definition of bishul is, for water, is unique in the sense that it's the shear of the Gemara gives a shear of the Rechot Iver Katan. It's a different shear. It's not a shear of Gergeris or something like that, but rather it's a It's a washing shear. And based off that, the Shvi'i Shabbos in the Hasakdama to Bishul and Osi Zayin says that we see that all shirim of mayim are different than even other liquids. And perhaps the Bishul called Tzarcho of mayim will be based off the shear of Rechitza, meaning the highest level for one to wash in a bathhouse, which may be different than cooking oil or cooking wine. And Rabbi Schwartz suggests maybe it's dependent on one's intent. As an aside, Rav Moshe and Chelek Dal and Or Chaim Siman Ayin Dal and Os Aleph says there's no real thing as such thing as machabah and there's no liquids, and most assume that it doesn't apply to liquids. And from this entire discussion, there's a big interesting nafkamina. If one fills up an urn before Shabbos, but it has reached Yatzah Letuspo, but it's not Malar Sichos. If you take out water from the urn, you're actually enabling the water to cook faster to get to this level of Malar Sichos. So the question is, would this be an Isser of Bishal Acher, Bishal for water that hasn't reached Malar Sichos yet, but only reached Yatzah Letuspo? So as we mentioned, the Shvi'is Shabbos is Machmer for those Shidas who don't treat it as completely cooked. And he suggests maybe we should be Machmer for that opinion, and that's a Shita. With respect to Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, we find another difference between, as we mentioned, between liquids and solids in terms of this halacha. Tosfos Rosh derived from the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei Mabez, the concept of Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. It says that anything in that Mishnah, that anything that's hot before Shabbos can be soaked in hot water on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains this is like a chicken that's cooked before Shabbos. The question, and it seems to mean that if you have a solid item that has been mevushal before Shabbos, you can be mevashal it again. You can be mevashal again on Shabbos because ein bishal achar bishal. There's no bishal after something's already bishal. Mevushal. The question is, does this apply to liquids? So this is a big machlokas rishonim. The Rosh in Shabbos per gimel simon yud aleph quotes Rashi that says that ein bishal achar bishal only applies to solids, but liquids there would be a status of yish bishal achar bishal. Rashi and Shabbos Lama Dalad sounds like Shemir Yartiach. He has this indication that it might boil up again. That's an Isser. Or his Chumrah by Hagasa, by stirring with a spoon, things that were already cooked. The liquid might be recooked, and that might be an Isser Torah. And that might be indicated in the Gemara Beis Lama Dalad as well. However, the Ran, on his parish on the Rif, Daf Chof Beis Lama Aleph, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that there is Bishal Acher Bishal if you warm up a second time like Shittas Rashi, but the Rana argues and says Ein Bishal Acher Bishal, which suggests that even for liquids, there would not be an Isser of Bishal Acher Bishal. In terms of Halacha, the Beis Yosef in Shin in Chesif Dalid says we pass in like the Rush, that we actually should be Machmir. However, this, it might not be like the Rambam, as Rabbi Willig notes in the Sefer, that the Rambam quotes that there's an Isser of Bishal Acher Bishal, both, and he sells them even by lachin yavish, but he only calls it an isser drabanan. While the Igli Tal understands this to be an isser of achzara, where you're putting it directly on a fire, aliyish mamish, Rav Willig explains that perhaps the Rabbam's placement of the halacha is nothing to do with achzara, but rather a unique isser drabanan, not a gzera, but an isser drabanan of a actual rabbinic form of cooking, which would be a problem in that, according to the Rambam. But however, Maisa the Ashkenazim say that there is no Bishal Acher Bishal in all applications, even for liquids. In terms of the temperature for reheating, if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, that there is Bishal Acher, there is a status of Bishal when you're rewarming up water, how much must that be? So the Mishnah Berurah says that in Sifkat and Chaf Dalid, that even under Yatzah Letuspo, will be usher to reheat, which is a fascinating chiddush. However, the Rama, as we mentioned earlier, paskins that in Sif Yudalid, in that Simon Shin Yudches, that we assume that the minog is to be lenient as long as the liquid is not entirely cooled. And the question is, what's the Shitas HaRama? Is he fundamentally disagreeing with the Beis Yosef, or is he agreeing with him, but having a slight modification in the Shita? So there are three opinions. The Chazon Ish and the Prima Gadim understand this to be that it's just a chumra midar abanan, a chumra. Maker adin in bishal achar bishal b'davar lach, Bor Machmer, if it's too cold, it doesn't look at all like that, like cooking, and therefore it doesn't look like it's being recooked, reheated, but rather cooked entirely, and therefore you have to be Machmer. Rav Moshe modifies that Chumra to be an issue of Marasayin, and Igros Moshe, Chalak Dalad, Simenayin Dalad, Sif, or Os, Beis. However, the Magen Avram takes a different approach, and he assumes that there's an Issur Torah when one is recooking water. However, if the water is still warm, the understanding is that the Rama understands that it's still within a status of a mevushal, so you're not actually recooking anything. And the third approach is Rav Rimon in a Sefer on page 254, and quoting the Igle Tal, Sifkat and Yudal in Hashmatos Nun Hey, says that there is Bishal Acher Bishal, but it's within the conversation of Machab and Desoy and Mevashal Kotzorcho. Maybe Medina, we're going to be Makel, like the opinions that if it's just the Atzeletus bow, it's considered Machab and Desoy. But when it cools down, it might be an issue to warm up again because it wasn't Mevashal Kotzorcho. Potentially nafkamina if it was Mevashal Kotzorcho, according to that reading. In terms of the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be that there's this unclarity of what he holds, and Shinin Ches, Sifkatan, Zaites, it sounds like there's Ein Bishal Acher Bishal like the Ramah, but in Simen Rishon Gimel, Sif Hei, quotes the Magen Avram, there's an Issur Torah, but in Rishon Gimel, Sif Kat, Sif Dalid, he says that there is Bishal Acher Bishal by liquids, and the Ramah says that it's okay if it's not cold, but the Mishnah Berurah also, in that same place, Sifkatan, Pei Dalid, says that there's an Issur. It's not clear what he really holds. So in terms of all these opinions, we have a few nafkaminas. If, number one, if the bishul is nikar or still, would it be an issue to rewarm the water? So the Magen Avram would suggest that it's fine. The Igle Tal would say that it has to be actually objectively hot, still within the status of cooked, that it would be considered a certain level of heat and it wouldn't be considered like you're cooking again. Interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shirin Chesiv Tes says that the word hot means what people think or people say is hot, but not that it's actually hot or cold. So maybe suggesting more lines of the Rav Moshe that's Mara Sayin, or at least the Chazanish that's an Isser, like this Minog of Migal Lahachbir. Another Nachmin might be Amir Lanachri if it's an Isser Daraisa, if it's more Machbir, if it's Isser Darabana, we could be Mitzari of things. What if the Dishu footnote 106 suggests that there's small drops, residual water from the first tea? Would you have to be machmer for that? Ayin, Digas Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simen Tzadi Gimel. Similarly, if you have the glass tube that's in front of the urn, and it was warmed up but not fully, you know, cooled down because it wasn't directly connected to the urn itself, the Michal Shlomon in Chelik Beis, Simen Lamedalet, Os Chav Gimel, suggests that you could use it because it was warmed, and if you hold like Rav Moshe, and it's an issue of Marasai, no one considers it an issue. And he also has an idea of Psik Resha Terabanan. Even if it's an issue of Terabanan, maybe it's a Psik Resha and Lo Nichale. And in terms of the reasons for Ein Bishal Acher Bishal and why there would be a reason to be distinguishing between Lach and Yavish, as Rashi and the Ran have this discussion, there are a few explanations as to the reason why. The Shushas HaShabbos quotes a Chacham Ach who says that the reason is because your potter is because you didn't accomplish anything after cooking. So by Dabri Avesh, he made a potential discrepancy between liquids and solids. By solids, nothing's enhanced. But by liquids, when the cool isn't recognized, you might actually be chayev like the Magen Avraham because there's a recognizable change. But the Shushas HaShabbos rejects this because even after a person reaches a certain threshold of a bishul, that there would be no bishul acher bishul, he still would be potter. Number one, if you hold mach ben derusoy significant for foods, so ein bishul acher bishul should then be not a problem, but even though he's enhancing it. And even if he says he's chayv etom mevashal kotzarcho, he's still potter, even though it's mistamik v'yafalo. Also, if one cooks potatoes with onions, and they're both cooked previously, and it's enhancing the food items, he's still potter because ein bishal acher bishal. So that doesn't really make so much sense, that reason. So he quotes Rav Rimon on page 253, quotes the second reason, that when you're cooking, ein bishal acher bishal means the solids create a new food, but once the food has already been created, then, or it's been formed by cooking, it's not, you're not creating anything new. It's a little arbitrary, but he suggests that by liquids, you never created something. Rather, the criteria for liquids is, was it heated up or not? And because there's no creation involved in liquids, then maybe we have to be machmer for bishel achar bishel. The Rebbe Bone rejects this because some liquids do have the status of like this food-like quality, like fruit soup or chicken soup, and therefore, even though the subsequent heating does not help the creation of the soup, because soup was already made, nevertheless, according to the logic of Rebbe Rimon, it seems to be you're still using this criteria of heating up or not, even though it's not relevant to liquids. So Rebbe Rimon suggests another explanation. Maybe it's there's a chemical change that when you cook liquids, you're not creating, you don't create something, but they're changing the molecular setup so it's more liquid instead of solid. Based off this explanation, this might be another answer to the Shari Tzion's question of how can you be mechayev for bishul on Shabbos, even though there's no improvement, because there is this molecular change, even though it wasn't actually a physical improvement of the food itself.